This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
You have tuned into eHealth Radio and the Nutrition and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and this is Eric Michaels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels, such as Facebook, Google+, and or Twitter to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today we are speaking with nutritionist and wellness expert Marissa Tyner about the importance of organic skincare products. Marissa, a pleasure to have you with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're most certainly welcome. So Marissa, we understand the importance of eating organic foods, but why should we consider organic skincare products? Let's start there.
So many are embracing a healthier and greener lifestyle by seeking out organic options for food and household items. And while this is a great start, they also need to consider what they put onto their bodies is just as important as what they put into their bodies. If you're in pursuit of a healthy lifestyle, choosing organic skincare product is a priority. Our skin is our largest organ and absorbs everything we put on it. Therefore, when choosing lotions, creams, ointments, and other skincare products, it is important to know what ingredients those products contain. If they contain chemicals that you can't pronounce, you might want to pass. In general, natural and organic ingredients are well-researched and tend to be better for your skin and overall well-being.
If you would, Marissa, get into the benefits of using organic skincare products, taking that a little further.
So good organic skincare products work better, and they are far better for you. Let's start with why not to use non-organic products. More and more studies are showing a link between illness and chemicals. Therefore, it is essential to take every step possible to reduce or completely eliminate our exposure to synthetic ingredients. Simply put, synthetics are not necessary in skincare as these ingredients are often fast-acting and evasive and can cause harm that we see and harm that we don't always see. Exposure to these chemicals can cause skin irritations on the surface, but they can also cause other issues like headaches, respiratory issues, and problems with hormones. Organic products, on the other hand, are made with naturally occurring ingredients, free of chemicals and synthetics. You really need to look for products that contain premium organic ingredients. For example, when looking for anti-bug repellent, opt for something that is free of DEET. DEET, and other harmful chemicals. The best rule of thumb is to always follow for skincare products is pretty much, and anything else for the matter is, less is more.
What are your tips for reading labels to fully understand the ingredients included in the products?
Yeah, great question. So decoding a product label can definitely be confusing, but it shouldn't be. And here are my top tips for understanding the basics. Number one, ingredients are listed in descending order. This means that the first ingredient on the label is the greatest. Two, always be careful of certain ingredients being listed as something else. For example, some brands categorize preservatives as fragrances, making it look like the product is preservative-free when in reality it's being disguised as something else. And three, size isn't everything. A little something goes a long way. So if you see an active ingredient listed as only 1%, this at all might take in order to be effective. And lastly, don't be fooled by beauty jargon and confusing words or descriptions. For example, dermatologist tested doesn't mean that the product is endorsed or suggested by a dermatologist.
Certainly some very helpful information. Today we are with nutritionist and wellness expert Marissa Tyner here on eHealth Radio's Nutrition and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. If you like this show or our programming in general, drop us a line or do us a favor and give us a review on iTunes or on our Facebook page. We would greatly appreciate it. Now, Marissa, what are some of your favorite organic products?
So many beauty and health wellness experts focus on the face and providing products that help us fight age or acne imperfections. And while that is important, today I want to focus on the skin on our body. With the summer approaching, it is always important to wear, of course, a daily SPF. But these days, I'm equally concerned with protecting my body from bugs, specifically mosquitoes. With the rise of the Zika virus, This is more important than ever. I have a fantastic anti-bug repellent product to consider by the company called U.S. Organic Group Corporation. They manufacture and market only certified organic products. They have a full range of products from anti-bug repellents to body oils, baby oils, and even beard oils. U.S. Organic products are formulated with only natural and organic ingredients. So gently treat and nourish the skin. And the entire product line is certified cruelty-free by the Leaping Bunny program and made in the USA. U.S. Organic Anti-Bug Spray is an herbal insect repellent made with 9 premium organic ingredients. Its formula provides a long-lasting protection against bugs and mosquitoes for hours while outdoors. Since the product is free of DEET and other harmful chemicals, it's perfect for babies, kids, expectant moms, and the elderly. The outdoor anti-bug spray comes in 2 sizes, a 4-fluid-ounce spray and a 2-fluid-ounce travel size approved for carry-on luggage. U.S. Organic also manufactures anti-bug spray for use indoors too, which is great. The smooth and dry formula protects the skin and can also be sprayed on bedding, pillows, and much more. And while bug spray is essential for protecting our skin from Zika virus, it is also important to nourish your skin, especially during summer months when we have a tendency to become more dehydrated. U.S. Organic body oils are pure, organic, 100% natural, and made with ingredients to help keep your skin soft and supple. They are lightweight and easily absorbable for delicate skin and are far more effective at moisturizing than any other conventional lotion. These oils are great to apply after bathing and also a great option for massages. The body oils are available in 5-ounce bottles and 5 unique scents, including Bulgarian rose, Caribbean coconut, lavender, orange, and Yingling flowers.
Lots of great information here today. Now, can you tell us more about why consumers shouldn't consider products with DEET?
Absolutely. DEET is used in 100 of products and in large concentrations. That is not a good thing at all. Studies show that DEET can cause harm to our bodies, and since children more readily absorb chemicals into their bodies than adults, they are even more at risk. And I'm a mom, so I'm concerned. Also, according to Consumer Reports, when choosing an insect repellent, 1/3 of consumers believe products on the market are safe for adults, and only 23% consider them safe for kids. So while that is good news, we still need to do more work to educate consumers on why DEET is not a good option and what better options are out there.
Also, there are lots of companies claiming to be natural or organic. There's so much of that going on out there. What's different? And what distinguishes organic from natural?
Sure. There is a lot of confusion around natural and organic. Natural does not mean organic. Most people think natural products do not include artificial ingredients, but that is not always the case. In fact, neither the FDA nor the USDA has rules or regulations for products labeled natural. On the contrary, organic is the most heavily regulated certification. Only organic guarantees no toxic synthetic pesticides, herbicides, or fertilizers are used in production. Organic products are subject to rigorous inspections, and unlike natural and other eco-label claims, only organic offers government-backed assurance and certification.
Lastly, Marissa, why is the USDA seal so important?
Sure. There are 4 organic categories: 100% organic, organic, made with organic, and specific ingredient listings. Only 100% organic and organic grade products which contains over 95% organic ingredients can use the USDA seal. However, many companies use the USDA seal without qualifications. Products containing at least 70% organic ingredients can say made with organic ingredients, but are not allowed to use the official USDA seal, an important distinction for marketing purposes. The organic seal is federally defined and certified required. To that end, consumers need to check manufacturing's organic certifications before buying any organic products.
Marissa, thanks so much for covering this topic. I know there were a lot of questions there, but you certainly did cover the bases very well and effectively. Where can listeners get more information and how can they be in touch accordingly?
If any of the products that I spoke to, you can go on to the usorganic.com website, and that will give you a whole wealth of information, and specifically on the anti-bug repellents and all those body oils and beard oils.
Marissa, we certainly do appreciate your time, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to having you back with us in the future.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. We have been speaking with nutritionist and wellness expert Marissa Tyner. And for more information, simply visit us-organic.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Nutrition and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.